on a warm day, put out a community water dish for thirsty passing pooches. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. On a warm day, put out a community water dish for thirsty passing pooches. Pups are always out walking around. And when you live in a neighborhood where dogs are walking around, and they're out doing their thing and having a great old time, have you ever thought of giving them a bowl of water so they could enjoy it? Now, they're not going to be like animals that you don't want, and they will come to you and ask for things from you. They want to be in your world. These will be just fulfilled beings. You will have done yourself a lovely journey by putting the water out for the animals, for the dogs, and maybe cats too. And as they come by, they'll drink up a good portion and say, wasn't that nice of that person to put this water out for me? Isn't that a wonderful thing to do? Oh, that tasted so good. Oh, I'll go back and get a couple more licks. And you see, this is the thing about most of us. We sometimes forget that it's in our giving, it's in our sharing, it's in our thinking about loving others and how they would respond to that love, that things have just such a great and joyful attitude. I know for myself, I just love it when I can do something nice. I go into the veterinarian, and the first thing I do is I look at all the dogs and I say, hi, you guys, how you doing? You look wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. And what do the dogs do? They smile at me, and they wag their tails, and they try to come over and say hi and let me pet them. And, of course, when I go in there with my dog, my dog wants to go over and say hello to everybody. He's just very social, and he's a very friendly guy. He wants to speak to the dogs, to the cats, to the people. It doesn't matter who they are. He wants to speak to all of them, and it is exciting. It is exciting, and this is what life is all about, doing exciting things, sharing exciting ideas, sharing exciting experiences with everyone we know. What little act of kindness, you might say, what little gift have you given to another recently that made you just tickle in your heart? You just felt so good inside yourself. You see, think about it. What little gift have you given that has caused this to happen? Well, the gift that caused this to happen is you being you, me being me. When I walk into a store, I look around and I have a smile on my face and I'm alert to everything that goes on. I see all the people there. I see all the circumstances there. I see all the activities there. And it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. And whenever I go into any place at all, when I'm going into a classroom that I'm participating in the class or a seminar or a study group of some sort, I immediately respond to everybody with joy and love and happiness, and I say, hi, how you doing? It's wonderful to see you. Well, you say, my gosh, you're just one of those glad hand guys. No, a glad hand guy wants something from you. I just share myself, and that's the difference. That's the difference. When we just share ourselves, then everything is in divine order. Everything is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. When we just share ourselves, there is nothing more that needs to be done. There is nothing more that needs to be said. There's nothing more that needs to be fulfilled, because we are sharing ourselves in a wonderful, beautiful, positive, dynamic way. When you're ready to get more out of life, when you're ready to get more feeling of happiness and harmony and goodness out of life, then you'll find that you're ready to do a little more sharing, a little more giving of your own self, of your own heart, of your own life, of your own being. You just feel a little more ready to be that fantastic person, that fantastic expression of love, unconditional love, that greets everyone and says, hi, how are you today? I feel wonderful. So nice to see you. So nice to be here with you. And what comes when they see you doing that? What comes when they hear you acting that way? Well, what comes when they hear you acting that way is there's a certain little trigger that goes off in them that says, yes, I want to do that too. Yes, I want to be that way too. Yes, I want to share that way too. And you see, this is great. This is really great. This is how life is. Always reaching out and giving. Always reaching out and sharing. Always reaching out and loving. On a warm day, put out a community water dish for thirsty passing pooches. You'd be surprised what a good feeling it gives you in your heart. But also, on a warm day, remember to go and refill the bowl now and then too. The fact is, just inside the gate or just next to the bowl, you can leave a gallon of water so that you don't have to go back and forth. And you pour it in the bowl. You say, well, goodness, the water will get warm. Nope, it doesn't matter. The water gets warm in the bowl too. And the dogs come along and it just quenches their thirst. They don't think of cool or warm. They just think of water to quench their thirst. You see, we sometimes try to equate the world in our own light that we like cool water, or we like warm water, or we like hot coffee, or we like mild coffee, or whatever we like. And we try to think that everybody likes the same thing. And truly, it doesn't matter. If you are sitting with a group of friends and you're having a wonderful conversation, and you're just sitting there sipping on your coffee or your tea, you have no idea whether that coffee is warm or cold. You have no idea if that tea is real hot or if it is just sort of iced tea now. You have no idea because you're involved in the conversation. So really, our taste buds, our desires are based upon our intelligent thought, not necessarily on what our body really wants. Because the body really doesn't care. It accepts food. It can be food that's been cooked and on cold on the table. It can be food that's warm. It can be anything at all. You see, this is the wonderful thing about leaving water out for the dogs. It doesn't matter whether it's warm or whether it's cold. They will just thoroughly enjoy it because it is there for them at a moment when they desire it, when they enjoy it most. We can all do these things of doing things where people can enjoy whatever is most desirable and wonderful for them. And as we do this, wow, what great experiences come into our heart. What great ideas come to us, because we're like the dogs. We're just like the dogs. They don't care about whether it's warm or cold. They just enjoy the water. Now, we can enjoy that we give of ourselves unstintingly, without any reservation, without any expectation, and we will have that wonderful feeling in us that says all is well and all is good and all is beautiful. Try these things out. Put these things to work in your heart and your mind and your life, and you just watch how beautiful they turn out for you. I know it works so wonderful for me, and I can't say to people, well, I'm always doing nice things, I'm always doing thoughtful things, I'm always doing caring things. They know that. I know that. I don't have to say it. I live in that consciousness, and perhaps so do you too. But in any event, put out a bowl for the passing community of thirsty dogs and watch how good you feel. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.